1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. The Firestone tire recall is now beginning to affect people's ability to buy a tire, believe it or not. And we were just talking about this. A couple of the tire outlets, somebody said they were up on Colorado and Pasadena this weekend getting tires for their truck, and they didn't have anything left. So people are all of a sudden getting paranoid or reacting perhaps sensibly to the Firestone tire recall, and they're going out and just everybody's just replacing their tires, no matter what the tire. The guy might have a set of Dunlops. Get them off of there. It might be crap. It's not even Firestone. I don't care. Get them off. So in light of that, there's a tire shortage. We want to talk to Brad Rifkin, who has the tire hut in San Fernando. And Brad's on the line with us from San Fernando this afternoon. Brad, tell us about your retail outlet and how you are stocking tires and whether you have tires available.
Right, Phil. Our retail outlet is stocked with tires that we've been able to secure from other sources. We have a pretty good supplier, and what we're able to do is charge a really good price, $20 for a lot of these tires, because we specialize.
How can you charge such a price?
Well, because, again, these are tires that are slightly used tires, and we do cater to low-income families. We don't have the high-end customer. We've got working-class people, again, low-income families.
Are any of these, now let me ask you something, because you say you deal in slightly used tires.
That is correct, right.
Are any of them Firestone tires?
Well, some of them may be Firestone, but some people are, you know, some people aren't so high and mighty that, you know, that they can't accept a Firestone, because not all of the Firestone tires are bad.
But some of them might be these recalled tires?
Yes, but not all of those tires are bad, number one. And number two, again, people that we sell our tires to are not these high-end, nose-in-the-air kind of people. These are working, I don't mean by nose-in-the-air, I don't mean the bad-mouth people who have money, but I'm saying we got a lot of working-class people, and we have low-income families. And these aren't people going to sit there and say, well, you know, I have to have a $400 tire. They can't afford a $400 tire.
And but the Firestone recall, these are tires that could be unsafe. And
$20 a tire, plus we rotate the tires, plus we'll balance them. I don't know, but I'll tell you that there are a great many low-income families and individuals who can't afford $400 for a tire, plus installation and balancing. You know, so you're not really talking about a segment of population that's litigious either, Phil, and you have to take that into consideration.
Well, what do you mean by that litigious? You're saying low-income families, working families.
Well, a lot of our customers are people who are first-generation Americans. A lot of them are fresh here. They are just lucky to be. They're happy to be in America. And so when they come to me and they want a tire, I give them a $20 tire. I can put a set of tires in their car for $80 plus installation. That comes in under $100. This is a pretty thing.
But what do you mean they're not that litigious?
They're not the kind of people who are going to sue for every stupid thing there is in the book. They don't have the kind of money, first of all, it takes to mount a lawsuit. Plus, they don't. And how do I put this delicately? I mean,
well, who are you talking about? Are you talking about your customers now?
Yes, I am, sir. And I don't appreciate your tone of voice right now.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to yell at you, but I'm just trying to get the facts that you're laying out here.
Mr. Henry, I'm in business to help people. I'm in business, obviously, to make money.
So you're selling used tires. Some of them may be Firestones, but some of the people that you sell them to are working class. They can't afford any better.
That's correct. Plus, the fact is that they are not people who are going to sue you, and they don't want to get involved, okay, I'll say it, with the immigration people.
So you're talking about, what, recently arrived Mexican families or Central American?
Yeah, Central American, South American. These people, you know, what are they going to do? They're going to sue me? Because if they sue me, then how does that make me feel? Then I am not going to be happy. And the immigration people, at some point, I owe it to my country. Because I'm a working man. I was born and raised in this country. I didn't crawl in under, you know, I didn't come across a river or something.
Brad, I know that you're a working guy. I know that you have to make a living. But you're saying to me that if they so much as complain to you about your tires, you'll turn them into the INS. That's what you're saying.
No, sir. No, I'm not.
No, that's what I'm hearing you say. You'll say that if these people who are spending $20 for a tire have one of them shear off in the middle of a freeway someplace.
Accidents do happen. And let me say something else.
Accidents happen, but you're saying you'll turn them into the INS.
I'm going to American citizen, and I'm a patriotic American citizen, sir. And
are you so? All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. I don't mean to be contentious with you.
Well, I'm simply saying this is the business that I'm in, and you're making it seem like I'm committing a crime. And
No. Forgive me for saying that. You're just selling used tires to people that may be dangerous.
I think anything could be dangerous. I think anything at all could be dangerous, no matter what you sell people. And yes, tires are one of them. But again, I help people get tires on their cars.
And if one of them, or what happens if one of those tires shears off in the middle of the road and the truck overturns and explodes?
Mr. Henry, I think that's a very dramatic...
All right, maybe it's too dramatic, but what happens if the tire fails?
The tire fails, you put another tire on. I don't know what you're asking.
What if the tire, by virtue of its poor workmanship, shreds off and people die?
Mr. Henry, I'll answer that question directly. A lot of these people crawled across the Rio Grande River or swam across the desert. Forgive me.
They don't swim across the desert, sir.
I understand. I'm a little bit nervous. But they swam...
across the Rio Grande.
And crawled across the desert.
Right.
And they're lucky to be in America. And I would dare say, and I say this with all due respect to our Mexican friends, many of them would rather die in a truck crash in America than live in Mexico. And I would...
Now, wait a minute. A lot of them have family down in Mexico.
I'm saying that this is a great country for them to be in, and who are they to start complaining? Who are they to say, he sold me a bad tire, he sold me a substandard tire, I think I'll sue him. Guy sues me, I have to turn around and say, you're not even legally here in this country.
But look, you're selling tires that were recalled by...
No, they're not all recalled by Firestone. That's what you're saying, and you're focusing on that. They're not all recalled by Firestone. Some of these tires are just used tires.
Retreads.
Because some of them are retreads. So I would say that if people are interested in a capital investment, by the way, in a small business idea, I think that selling recalled tires is a pretty good way to go, because the income stream, I think, is consistent, given the fact that, the Mexicans, they ain't going to sue you, but there's no reason for them to sue you because the tire's good.
But they won't sue you in case the tire's bad.
In the off chance that the tire comes flying off, I make a joke with a lot of the guys. If the tire comes off a truck driven by one of those guys, well, the worst thing you get is lawnmowers off the freeway, and leaf blowers.
So when Boy.
No, I'm making a joke, though.
Yeah, but this is a joke at the expense of some people who could really... The worst thing you get...
All I'm saying is, if a truck driven by one of the people that I put tires on the trucks for, if that overturns, the worst thing that happens is a leaf blower or a lawnmower.
Or a man flying out of the truck.
But in a truck, there's only room for two people, so... Well, except for those people, they probably get four of them in there, but that's four tops. And all I'm saying is...
All you're saying is, you're a...
This is a win-win. I make a nice dollar, the low-income people get a decent tire. And yes, you do run the risk of the tire failing, but life is a risk. And a lot of these people took a risk getting across the border. And we have our advertising slogan.
Yeah, I saw your advertising slogan. It's here in a local paper. When you come across the border, bet you would have rather been driving. Is that right?
Yeah, isn't that great?
And then, when you come across the border, I'll bet you would have rather been driving.
Yeah, that's correct. And when you're driving, drive on our tires.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's the question I have for you, sir. We're going to take some calls from our listeners. Are you selling substandard tires knowingly?
And I don't know whether they're substandard or not.
Okay. Do you know that because of this Firestone tire recall that you could be selling substandard tires and people could be at risk?
I'm a businessman. I don't.
But you could be selling Firestone tires and people could be at risk.
These are working people. They don't have a lot of money, sir. I think they're entitled to the option of a fair buy on a tire.
$20 a tire, even though it could be a Firestone that'll kill them.
Like I said.
Yeah, I know. Only lawnmowers and four guys tops, right?
And Mr. Henry, I'm making a living here. And
when you come across the border, bet you rather been driving?
Then we have pictures of our tires. When you get a car, get one of Rifkin's Tire Hut tires, is what we like to say.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Brad Rifkin from Rifkin's Tire Hut in San Fernando. They're selling used tires up there, and some of them could be Firestone tires. His thinking is they sell them for so cheap, a lot of these people are happy to be buying them, even though they could be at risk. But he also said that if any of them were to sue him, he's got the INS to back him up. And that just means, go ahead, try and sue me. You won't get anywhere, even though the truck blew up or whatever, the tire shredded off, because I'll send you back to Mexico. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Brad Rifkin owns Brad's Tire Hut in San Fernando is on the line with me. And Brad, you are selling tires. They're used tires.
Mr. Henry, I don't sell any tire that is. I am not trying to kill anybody, all right?
But you're selling used Firestones. You said you got a hold of some used Firestones. First of all, that may be illegal, correct?
I didn't say I was selling used Firestones. Some of them may be. That's my supplier's fault. That's not my fault. That's number one. And the other point I would make is I don't know anybody that's been affected by these so-called faulty tires. I've been hearing all about bad tires and tires that supposedly are blowing up or the tread is flying off. I don't know anybody, and I would ask you respectfully if you know anybody who would have.
Well, that's not the point.
No, no, but do you know anybody who's had this, you know, a tire fly off of the car?
You're asking me?
Yes, sir.
I don't know anybody personally, no.
I don't think anybody does know anybody personally that's there. And so this is a whole deal. Like, I think this is anti-Japan.
And how do you figure it's anti-Japan?
Because Firestone is a wholly owned corporation by Japanese interests, and I think a lot of anti-Japan people don't want no tires from Japan. Okay?
And it sounds to me, sir, like, why do I not believe you have the interests of the Japanese at heart?
No, sir, I'm saying this Bridgestone-Firestone deal is against the Japan people, okay? And that's what I think. I think it's
racist?
Yes, sir. That's what I believe in. That's what I believe in.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Santa Barbara on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I want to tell this guy, you're being racist to Phil Hendry for not, like, Japan. Like, selling tires to immigrants, $20.
I help these people. I help them get tires.
You help them get tires. You help them get faulty tires that might risk their life. I wonder how you got them.
How do you figure these people are going to afford a $400 tire, sir? I mean, they're going to afford a tire that costs them that much money. I give them an option. I'm not anti-Mexican. I'm pro-Mexican. And
you could kill somebody selling them these recalled tires, okay?
And if they're going to try to sue you, you're going to ship them back to Mexico. That's what you're going to do?
Well, why are they here? How dare they sue me and they don't even come from here? Right? You know what I'm saying, don't you?
I do know what you're saying, but how dare you even say that? Your total disregard for human life is
I don't know about disregard for human life. I'm saying that it's a racial deal against Japan.
Against Japan.
Yeah.
But you're making it sound like racially you're against immigrants.
How do you figure that I'm against immigrants? I mean, what else?
You're against them. You're saying to them, if you sue me, then I'm going to call the INS on you?
Are you going to let some Mexican sue you even though he's supposed to be back down there and he's not down there?
He has the right to sue you if you're at fault for
how come he gets to be up here when he ought to be down back over there?
So his right to his safety in his life overrides your life to make your right to make money selling his faulty tires.
Say that again. What?
Your right to make money overrides their right to sue you in case your tires are faulty in any way.
I care about the Mexican people, and I feel that the Japan people are.
Will you please pronounce the name of the country? It's driving me nuts. Japan, not Japan. Okay.
The Jap people.
Is it not the Jap people?
I'm very nervous, sir.
It's the Japanese people.
Right. It's against them and the Firestone Corporation of Japan.
This recall is not against the Japanese. It's because they made a faulty product, and their faulty product has caused hundreds of accidents across the country.
You know anybody who's been in one of those accidents?
Not personally,
there
no.
There you go.
But
that's what I'm talking about. I think a lot of this stuff is public relations.
Public
well,
law.
The news, the integrity of many news agencies is at stake for them to report a false event like someone dying in a crash that may have been precipitated by faulty tires. So I think you're off base there. Thank you, sir, for your call. Here's another call from Kingman on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello there.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Fine.
I think the Japan people will be...
Never mind. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Way back when... People had in the tire business,
it's
and that was 25, 30 years ago.
What's that?
I was in the tire business.
All right.
Way back when they had good tires, make good tires.
I'm in the tire business, too.
They used to re-groove tires because they were good enough to be re-grooved.
To be re-grooved?
Yes.
All right.
And I remember when steel belts came out and they threw them apart because the things wouldn't hold together. They
Maybe
didn't
you ought
have
to go on Larry King
steel.
And tell his story. I don't know what you...
Just let the guy finish what he's saying, okay?
Yeah, but what are you talking about, Pops?
Hey, young fella.
What are you talking
racist?
About?
Racist.
Racist?
Oh, yeah. You're afraid to sell a Mexican a tire because it might he might get killed with it or something?
No, I just said they have a right to have a cheaper tire.
And you said if the tire fails, all we got are lawnmowers and leaf blowers over the freeway.
Well, what's wrong with that, Pops?
I can't believe this guy.
Hey, are you there?
Oh, well, you'll go to hell long before I will. Thanks a lot.
You told me to... Well, you're going to hell, though.
Bye, Bill.
I'll see you down there.
Bill, take it easy.
His name's
Bill.
You sure
have strange guests on your program.
It's not Bill. It's Phil.
I said
okay,
Phil.
No, you said Bill.
Did I say Bill first?
You said Pill, and then you said Bill. And then you finally got to Phil. What's with you?
I'm sorry.
Well, you ought to be. Hey, I bet you were in the tire business. Oh, he hung up.
Yes, he told us he was in the tire business. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Hanover, Pennsylvania on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for this guy. If you sell a tire to a Mexican and he has an accident and all you have is leaf blowers and lawnmowers over the freeway, and once he has the accident and it involves one of your family members and kills them, then how would you feel after you made your dollar?
I don't have any, with all due respect, sir, I don't have any Mexicans in my family.
No, I'm talking about your mother,
you're
your
saying,
father, your
yeah,
wife.
My mother
whoever.
And father are not from Mexico, so I don't know what...
No.
But
one
the
of these
point
Mexicans
you're trying to make...
Driving down the road on one of your faulty tires...
Mexicans driving down a road...
And kills one of your family members. Then
if
how would
they're
you
not
feel?
In the car... If you're telling me that my family is Mexican, I will repeat.
No, he's not saying that.
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm saying when he has this accident, the tire blows out, swerves into one of your family members' cars, and kills them. How would you feel after you made your dollar?
Well, first of all, the cars that my family owns and drives are very sturdy automobiles. They're big cars. They are Mercedes, Lincoln, those kinds of cars. So generally, if a Mexican hits them, it destroys the Mexican's car, but their car's fine. That's number one, okay? Okay?
Okay.
All right, and number two, I'd sue the crap out of them.
Oh, great. Okay, well, we got to that.
Yeah.
Oh, but...
I'd ship them. I told you what I'd do. I'd ship them back to Mexico.
After
you
they've killed...
them a faulty tire.
What?
After you sold them the faulty tire that blew out.
Yes, sir. They should have seen it was a Firestone. It's right there on the side of the tire.
Well, yeah, you should have seen it was before you sold it
Wait
to them.
Wait a second. Did they buy it?
Yeah, who sold it to them?
They should have seen it.
Who sold it to them?
I guess I did.
That's right.
Why'd they
you're as guilty as they are for selling that tire.
I don't put a gun to their head.
Wait a minute. You have the Firestone tire.
That's right.
And they bought it.
There you go.
And you'd sue them for buying your tire.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Oh, you're a piece of work.
How am I a piece of work? I don't know. You're asking me, would I sue some guy that killed my wife because he bought a faulty tire from me, right?
Yes.
Yes, of course I'd sue him.
Well, why did you sell him the tire?
Because he asked me to. I'm not a...
Okay, hold on. Because he asked me to. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, we're going to do a little open phones here. So let's just take a phone call from, because we got a gentleman from Alhambra right now. The Exorcist came out Friday, the re-release of The Exorcist, and we talked about it a little bit on our show. How are you doing, sir?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good.
I'm calling from Alhambra.
Yes, sir. What can we do for you?
I called because last week I heard you mention that you were raised Roman Catholic. And I called because the gentleman told me to speak with you.
He mentioned that you're a little scared?
Yes, sir, I am.
Does this have to do with the film?
The film The Exorcist, I went to see on Sunday. My wife's been ill. I went to a matinee to see it on Sunday, yes, sir.
Were you scared by the film?
I was not scared, but I was impressed, and I thought the film was impressive, and it got me to thinking when I came out. And
what were you thinking about?
Well, I was thinking about my wife.
Okay, I know this is emotional for you, pal. So
I'm all right, Phil. Mr. Henry, I'm a Korean War veteran. I fought for this country 1950, 1952, United States Navy.
Yes, sir.
And I love my wife very much. She's been ill for the last week, and I've been worried. She has had some vomiting and a very bad throat, a scratchy throat. And I chalked it up to the flu, and now I'm concerned all about this possession situation.
What are you worried about? I don't...
You mentioned that you were Roman Catholic. And I'm worried about the demon deal. And
are you worried? You know, you say that I'm Catholic. I was raised Catholic, but...
But my understanding is the Roman Catholic faith has an exorcism ritual. And I saw this in the film.
Well, I don't know. What, are you asking me what?
Well, my wife and I have been married for 35 years, and it's been within the last month that she started to tell me I have to do my own laundry and I have to do my own cooking, and she's undergoing this personality change. And then she says that she's got a scratchy voice and she's vomiting. All of the things that I saw in the film, sir.
And are you concerned that your wife is demonically possessed? Is that what you're saying?
Sir, I am talking about the yes, sir. Yes, I am.
Because she's asking you to do your own...
There's a personality change going on, and I'm so very deeply concerned. Now, I went over to the Catholic Church here, and...
I don't know, man. The only way you can figure out... If she's had a personality change, and...
And she's vomiting up the way the girl did in the movie, and she's also has a... her voice is changing. And that... Lord, there it was there. I don't know if you can hear it. Oh, I'm so scared.
What was that, your wife?
There it is. She's screaming for me.
Did you go to a Catholic priest?
Yes, sir. I went over to St. Tabitha's, Father William, and I explained my situation.
Sorry.
Oh, God. And
Who is that in the bed? That's your wife.
That is my wife, yes, sir.
You suspect demonic possession.
I suspect it. Yes, I do suspect it.
Tell me what you do. You went over to the Catholic... this is kind of... If that's the thing... Could you alert the news department, Mike? Can we get a phone number from you?
Yes, sir. My number...
Don't give it to us right now. When I go to a commercial break, I want to get a number from you, okay?
Yes, sir.
And find out where you are.
Yes, sir.
And you think your wife is possessed by a demon?
I believe that there is some evil force, yes. And I'm just...
So you talk to the priest?
Yes.
Can you go up to the room with the phone?
I don't want to exploit my wife at all.
Okay, because it sounded kind of interesting. You talk to the priest.
I explained my situation. I told him about my wife. I said, Father, I think my wife needs an exorcism. Now, I'm a Korean War veteran, and this priest did something that you never do to a Korean War veteran. In particular, you never, never, never do it to me. And he laughed at me. And
well, I mean...
You never laugh at me. You don't laugh at me, and you don't laugh at a Korean War veteran. And he laughed as my wife's body has been taken over by a demonic possession type deal.
Lord.
There it is. I'm so scared.
Well, can you get out of the house tonight, Matt, or is there a doctor?
She's been under a doctor's, and I don't think...
Well, what's he giving her?
Antibiotics.
Lord.
You heard that, didn't you?
I can hear that, but you said she has a throat problem, or...
She had bronchitis, yes.
Well, maybe that's what happened to her throat, okay?
What about the vomiting?
That could be a 24-hour flu bug.
What about skin rash?
That could be some kind of a psoriasis. Is she floating above the bed? Is the bed shaking?
Yeah, the bed was shaking. Two nights ago it was shaking. Okay, that much I know. And
well, all right, so your wife was in the bed by herself and it was shaking?
Well, no, I was with her.
Okay, so the bed's shaking with you in it. I want to find out whether or not you've had a problem here with demonic possession with regard to your wife having any kind of supernatural... Was that her again?
That's her, yeah. I am very concerned about this because no one seems to need... And the priest that laughed at me should never laugh. And as a Korean War veteran, and I'll make this announcement to every last one of your listeners, don't ever laugh at a veteran. I don't care if he's telling you that he just saw the seven dwarfs. I don't care what he's telling you. Never laugh at a veteran.
Well, nobody's laughing at you to laugh at you, but you're coming to this priest with a story about demonic possession.
I don't care if I come to the guy with a story about how I, you know, my head lights up at night and I come from the moon. I don't give a sweet crap, if you'll pardon my... Oh, boy, there she is again. And,
look, Lloyd.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what you want me to tell you. I'm sorry that the priest laughed at you.
You don't laugh at me. A Roman Catholic priest laughed at me.
But what is the question that you have for me?
My question is simply this. Is your religion so devoid of compassion and love for its fellow man that you let an elderly woman rot in the demon deal? That's my question.
My religion, first of all...
You said you were baptized.
All right, well, I don't know. If you're saying that the Catholic Church is allowing your wife to rot in demonic possession...
In the demon possession, yeah.
I can only say go back to that priest. I mean...
I went to him, he laughed at me. You only laugh at me once.
Well, go back to him or find another priest or something.
Well, do you know a priest?
I know a couple of priests. I don't know whether they're guys that are going to want to... I mean, there's a certain thing you got to do to find out if somebody's possessed. You got to find out if they speak in tongues. You got to find out if they know Latin and that. You know what I'm saying?
Like in the movie when the little girl talked backwards.
Right. All of that stuff's got to be. They got to rule out mental disease.
So that's would take a psychiatrist. There it is.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if there's a priest.
Well, I think I'm fearful that the Roman Catholic Church isn't going to care about me and my wife because we're Seventh-day Adventists. And there's nobody I know who can throw out a demon.
Would you go and see what she wants?
Oh, you're right. I could do that.
Yeah, she's been calling for you for a half hour here.
I'm afraid she may spit up on me.
Just go up. 1-800-449-8686. So, look, just because we're Catholics doesn't mean we got to check out every single solitary goofy report of demonic possession.
But you said last week on your show, priests are the only ones...
No, the guy that came on my show said that. I'm not saying that. I'm sure there's a bunch of other people that could do it. You know?
I don't know. I would trust only a priest because he told the demon to get inside of him.
Yeah, I remember that in the movie. All right, look.
Well, this is like lunch hour at Anderson's Pea Soup Factory. There's green crap everywhere here.
You get up in the room?
Yeah. Well, just...
No,
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Okay. Wow, that cat's in trouble. He believes his wife is demonically possessed. She's undergone a personality change. She is all messed up, man. And not only that, she's got the pea soup thing going. Everything. Everything that the Roman Catholic Church tells you... That's demonic possession. Guacamole dip and speaking in tongues. 1-800-449-8686 is our number here on the Phil Hendry Show. And we're talking with...
Hendry! You get into me!
What are you doing, Lloyd?
I'm beating the hell out of you. Come come into me.
What are you doing?
Because in the movie, the priest beat up the kid and said, come into me.
Well, what you mean? So the devil would?
Yes. Lord.
Ow.
Come into me.
Oh, stop it.
Do I got to jump through a window after this happens?
I don't know if the demon's going to come into you or not.
Hold on for a minute. Let me check the window. It's pretty sturdy. I don't know.
Never mind. All right. Hold on. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. So this guy's wife, he believes, is demonically possessed. And he's worried. He's not Catholic. 1-800-449-8686. And he just beat the crap out of her and said the magic words, come into me. And it hasn't helped? I don't know. Check it, Mike, and find out. It's the Phil Hendry Show. This man, Lloyd Bonafide, that is your name, right? Okay, Lloyd, I got to get him back on. Lloyd, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm so afraid my wife is demonically possessed.
I got to tell you, this happens a lot when the movie comes out.
Huh?
When the movie Exorcist comes out, people...
No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. My wife has had a personality change, is vomiting.
Did you find out what she wanted?
Yes, she wanted me to turn the television off. Oh, God.
Can I ask you something, Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
Do you think the devil wants the TV turned off or your wife?
Sir, my wife is not well.
I understand that, but when she said she wanted...
I think there are lucid moments.
All right, so sometimes it's the devil, sometimes not?
I don't know. I'm scared.
Can we take a phone call here? Carson on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi.
It's just that I'm so scared.
I understand.
Excuse me, Lloyd?
Yes, ma'am.
I think your wife is just sick. You know what I mean? I don't think it's anything to do with the movie.
Lloyd.
Probably
about
that's
her?
Why the priest was laughing at you. Probably you're just going senile, I guess.
Ma'am, I'm not offending you with any commentary. Why would you say that to me?
First of all, your wife does want to turn off the TV. It's not the
well,
devil
you heard
or anything.
Her, you heard
you're
her
just,
voice.
You're just probably paranoid because it's just a movie, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's just
it's
a movie.
It's just a movie.
But
it's,
you just heard her voice.
Maybe it happened in real life, but I mean, it's just a movie.
Did you hear my wife's voice? That is not the voice of my wife.
She's probably losing her voice because she's sick.
You said
Did you ever take her to the doctor yet?
Well, yeah, the doctor prescribed antibiotics.
For her bronchitis?
Yes, sir. But that's
she has bronchitis?
My wife's voice has changed, and the whole thing is, I'm SOL on this deal, unless I could get some help. My wife is leaving me. I'm losing her.
You can't kneel on her and beat the crap out of her and go, come into me.
But that's what the priest done in the movie.
See, that's just a movie. You have to understand it's just a movie.
Did you see The Exorcist here?
Yes, I seen The Exorcist.
Okay. Remember when the priest, in an effort to save the little girl's life, beat the crap out of her?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I need to do with my wife.
But
he
you
was,
need to understand, sir.
He
it's
lost
just
his
a movie. You have no right to be on your wife or any woman. It's just a movie. She's just sick.
Yeah,
and
but she's
of course,
asking
the doctor
for...
prescribed her for antibiotics. It doesn't mean, you know, you need to beat the crap out of her to get the sickness out of her. She's just sick. She's sick.
I wasn't beating her. I was beating... But she called me an MF-er.
She did?
Yes. Just the way the devil do in that movie last night.
Well, I don't know. I appreciate it, but I think there is a certain amount of hysteria that goes along with this film. I saw it happen in 1973 when it was first released, when nobody in this room with me right now was alive. And I've seen it again recently. People...
What do I do if the head starts going around? What?
If the what?
If her head begins to spin. God. Ma'am, are you there?
Yes.
What do I do if my wife begins to twirl her head around?
Sir,
I had a lawn ornament.
I think you're just making things up.
I had a lawn ornament that did that once.
How
like that.
Dare
it's just
you?
A movie.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. First of all, it's physically impossible for that to happen because you would rip the tendons in your neck.
I understand that. When I don't know. The devil can do a lot of stuff. And in the movie, she twisted that movie director's head around. What if they find me with my head facing backwards?
All right, hold on. Let's take a phone call here from Studio City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Studio City. This guy is beating his wife because he saw something in a movie. Has he beat her before? This is abusive.
Ma'am, my wife, I believe, is possessed by a devil.
Okay, you either need to get a better medical doctor.
In the movie, the priest beat up the little girl.
It's a movie. You've got a woman who may be very ill. You should get a better medical doctor. If you're in that much trouble, call 911 or something.
Oh, 911 if you have a demon-possessed wife. Yeah, that helps.
Well, the police, because you're beating her.
So I go to jail, and the devil is still running loose in my house.
You know, you're saying it's the devil. She maybe needs a better doctor with a better medical opinion because this is not a very good likelihood because you saw a movie. You think she's possessed by the devil, so you're going to beat her?
Let me ask you a question. She's throwing up green vomit. Her voice, you heard her voice. And
I asked you a bunch of other stuff, whether the bed shook.
Let me ask the lady, should I call 911 or Ghostbusters? Because that's basically what you're giving me, the option.
I think you're being abusive. That's what I think. If she maybe is ill, you don't have a good answer.
Did you hear that? She's calling me names.
Okay, but you got upset because a man laughed at you?
That was a Roman Catholic priest. You went to the priest to get an exorcist, right?
Yes, sir.
And he laughed at you because he probably realizes that
you don't laugh at a Korean War veteran. Never do that.
You've got a bigger problem than that right now. You've got a woman that you're abusing because you think she's possessed. She and you both need a lot of help.
What are you talking about? She's licking her lips and looking at the crucifix. You saw that movie, didn't you?
No, I won't go see the movie because I think it's a bunch of baloney.
Really? Well, you're scared, huh?
Yeah, I am. I don't like those kind of movies.
What do you mean that she's licking her lips?
In the movie, Linda Blair uses the crucifix to satisfy herself. And now my wife is... Oh, God.
You could either call some real help or call the producers maybe of that movie, but you need to find some real help here.
How about if I call the producers? What can I do?
I don't know, but you keep referencing...
Will they send someone over?
You keep referencing this silly movie instead of getting real help.
In the movie, the little girl's head turns around 360 degrees.
It's a movie. It is a movie.
It's a movie, Lloyd. It's not real, man. It's somebody made it up. I mean, Peter Blatty wrote the book. William Friedkin did the movie. The little girl's head, there's nothing spinning around out there. Okay, other than, like I said...
You need to get some help medically and psychologically, and I feel very sorry for your wife.
I'm nuts, do you? You think I'm nuts?
You know
go
what?
Ahead,
I think you and your... I'm concerned about you, but I'm more concerned... I didn't say you were nuts.
Well, if he's beating the crap out of you, you better call the cops, okay?
Well, that's what I wish somebody would do, would call the cops.
Come into me.
I think there's something going on at that house. Mike, get the police, okay? Because I've never heard anything like this, ma'am. Have you? Are you a nurse?
Me?
Yeah.
No, but I've been through a lot of, in the last 6 years.
Come into me.
Caregiver
bug
stuff.
Off. You hear that? The devil told me to bug off. Now I'm pissed.
All right. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.